Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, one and all, to a special bonus episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy. You know, we're your partners in wine, crime, and time. And you get us a little BOGO this week. There's a lot. 2023, like we were saying, it's the news cycle is off to quite a start.
Truly. I mean, there's so much going on. And this is, I think, just this week. Like, how do we keep up?
We were going to do just one of these cases as just like a little, okay, let our people know, give them the breakdown. And then after we finish that, three more things came up that we have to talk about. And so seriously, I think that means that we're going to be doing more of these bonus ones. So I hope you guys enjoy this format. If you want anything else from bonus episodes, let us know. But Sarah, what I want out of life is to score the invite to Delvey's Dinner Club.
Don't we all?
Because our girl went from, I mean, one reality star goes to prison, Jen Shaw.
Yeah. And which, by the way, did you see that she posted,
the Dear Jen Shaw
speaks. Oh, yeah. DearJenShaw.com.
I hope no one gave her an email address. That's how she got these people in the first case.
That's true. I know. I'm just like, I don't even know what it is. Like, is it Substack? Like, we don't know. I went to the website. You just put in an email and I'm like, well, I don't know about this. Maybe I'll make a burner account just so I can.
Oh, that's actually smart.
Thank you. Just so I can be the first person to know about. To know. Jen's,
I am curious.
Spin, but yeah.
I also assume Radar Online, a writer there, signed up for it, so they'll leak the news.
That will happen. So true.
That'll go for that. But yeah, so while she is doing HTMLing, Anna Delvey announced that she's working on an unscripted series called Delvey's Dinner Club.
Unscripted.
I know. So it's going to be basically a reality show. And I guess they were like, how do we do a reality show when someone can't leave their home?
Is she still on house arrest?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. It's said in the thing. So it will consist of her throwing dinner parties with celebrities, moguls, and glitterati. You know, this came from the press release because I have never once said the phrase glitterati.
And how can I
join
it? I
think that means just like glamorous. I would love to.
Yeah.
I would love to glitter. Because it's all happening while she's under house arrest. So all of them are just going to go to her apartment. And she says that there's going to be deep discussions, like her experience with the criminal justice system, how she's rebuilding her image, and her plans for the future and her isolation during the day-to-day due to house arrest. What is interesting is that I feel like she's giving me Todrick Hall, who is also going on a reality show to try to rehab his image, and it's not working well.
Uh-oh. Well, I don't know. I think she'll be more successful. This is, like, to me, reminding me of that one episode I watched of the D'Amelio show because one of the sisters, like, insulted Paella and the internet freaked out. And I was like, I got to see this for myself.
Oh,
do you remember
that?
The stupid pop culture moments that are, like, embedded into my brain. So this is reminding me of that. Will I watch it? No. But will I read the articles that come out that, like, inevitably sensationalize some offhanded comment someone makes? Yes, I will do that.
Well, I'll read the whatever person from it goes like, this is what really happened at the dinner. You know what I mean? One of the people that's in it, when they give them that, when they give their own the cut, it goes like that. And Delvey's whole thing on it, she said, there's nothing like the experience of bringing together a curated group of friends to share life stories and enjoy a great culinary experience. This is the menu. I feel like this could end like the
oh
movie
my
the
God.
Menu ended.
Yes, I need to see that. But oh, I'm loving that.
I liked it. Some people didn't, but it was really, I thought it was very interesting.
Okay. Well, I'm into that. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with this? This just feels like an Instagram live, but you know what? Whatever, I guess.
Yeah, that I feel like that could have, she could have served the purpose just well doing that, but
But we'll see. And in other scammer news, our girl, Elizabeth Holmes.
She's catching flights, not feeling.
She tried. She sure did.
She tried.
So this came about after she was considered a flight risk by prosecutors in court documents, which because obviously a recent filing claimed Holmes attempted or sorry. A recent filing claimed Holmes hoped to attend a friend's wedding in Mexico, sure, before she got sentenced. That's a good cover story. And the filing claims, quote, the government became aware on January 23rd, 2022, that was like 3 days ago at the time we're recording this, that defendant Holmes...
Girl, I hate to break it to you.
2022.
A year ago.
Oh, my God. Okay, we have to keep that in there because I look like an idiot, but I'm not ready.
Because time... slipping through my fingers.
Right? I was like, wow, they really moved fast on the court documents. Okay, cool.
So now I think everything's just becoming unsealed about when she tried to hop off a plane at LAX.
So almost exactly a year ago, she booked an international flight to Mexico that was supposed to depart a year ago on January 26th without a scheduled return trip. Oh, yeah, you know weddings, those things that you just book one-way tickets for?
Right. She was like, I don't know. She was like, I don't know. Maybe there'll be an after party. Yeah. I don't want to miss that.
That's true. And then apparently it says only after the government raised this unauthorized flight with defense counsel was the trip canceled. Right. Prosecutors say Holmes will likely, quote, reply that she did not, in fact, leave the country as scheduled, end quote. However, they say it is difficult to know with certainty that she wouldn't have left if the government didn't step in. I mean, yeah, that's obvious. I feel like she would have been in the wind like all the crypto scammers right now. There's another one that just came out. We might do an episode on her.
Wait. Yeah, because she's really gone with the wind.
She's really like Jerry Cotton, potentially. We don't know. But she's even more gone with the wind because we really don't know what's up with her.
We don't know where she is. And all this is coming out about Elizabeth is because they're kind of like, no, she needs to stay in prison before her appeal. Like,
Yes. So basically, the government's saying there's never been a higher incentive for her to flee than right now, which is fair because if you'll remember, she was recently sentenced to a little bit over 11 years in prison. her lawyers are calling this claim baseless, and she filed a motion to strike this, claiming it's false. They said, quote, if the government thought she had, the court, pretrial services, and the probation office would have heard she was a flight risk during the 3 years prior to trial and the years since Ms. Holmes' conviction. I mean, whatever.
I know. You also have to wonder, do you think the people that are still on her legal team, are they doing it to try to get, like, a little clout here and there? Like, do you know what I mean? Are they kind of trying to be like...
how is she paying them?
Well, that's my question. I don't know.
Me either.
That is, I mean.
She's paying them in Theranos shares. Like, I have no clue.
She's paying them in, like, cameos that she, like, can unofficially give her friends. Like, do you have a friend who wants her to do happy birthday to you?
Wait, actually, kind of.
I feel Jen Shaw's cameo was accidentally reactivated. Oh, accidentally, quote unquote. So I feel like cameo is a route that some of these people take.
You know, she's got to get money somehow to pay that restitution.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Well, and this next update, it's an interesting one because he definitely has the legal funds to support this. I was not expecting, out of all the updates we have today, this one really surprised me because I just didn't expect it would go to here. But the Santa Fe District Attorney, Mary Carmack Altweez, announced January 19th of this year that the county would bring charges against Alec Baldwin for the cinematographer's death on the movie Rust.
Halyna Hutchins, right?
Halyna Hutchins, yes, thank you. So they're bringing, I feel like everybody, because after he did the interview and everything like that, they thought, and I think like they made her widow producer and everything. So people weren't really sure what was actively happening with this case, you know, but the DA was like, no, we're
I mean, leave it to Alec Baldwin to completely just act prematurely, totally out of pocket. Like, right.
Nothing that the Baldwinitos do shock me anymore.
Yeah.
Cause
they just seem completely out of touch with reality.
They really do find a way to make public opinion somehow worse every day about them.
It's so true. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So in case you guys, because this happened a little over a year ago, the tragedy, it happened October 2021 while they were filming the movie Rust. A prop gun that Baldwin was holding accidentally discharged and killed the cinematographer, Alina Hutchins. The director of the movie, Joel Souza, was also non-fatally injured during the incident. But now both Alec and the chief weapons handler for the film are being charged. And the charge is involuntary manslaughter for Alina. These charges carry separate penalties of up to 5 years or 18 months in prison. Could you imagine?
It's a big range. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And the Santa Fe DA said under their watch, no one is above the law and that everybody deserves justice. They want to make it clear, definitely, that everybody is equal, including A-list actors like Alec Baldwin. I feel like a lot of people kind of thought that because he is so A-list and so notable that they would be like, okay, I guess like he'll get away with it because we all see how Hollywood operates and like consequences really never face people that much.
Well, what's interesting that I read too is that another reason he might be kind of having the book thrown at him is that he was also a producer of the movie. Like he wasn't just an actor. So they're kind of arguing that he had like an extra duty to make sure that things were safe.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, this is fucking crazy that this actually could happen in a, like, I know this, something like this happened in like, I want to say the 90s on a set. And I'm like, this happened in 2020. Like, you can't even, you can't CGI a weapon.
Or,
like, you know what I mean?
Or just, not load it. Even, I don't really even understand why any of this would happen. I mean, I'm sure we can 3D print anything now. Like, can't you just get a good looking imitation?
I really don't understand that part. Yeah.
Yeah, me either.
So this came after a really involved, lengthy investigation into the incident by Santa Fe's sheriff office, and that concluded almost at the end of last year, October 2022. The report, which was crucial in the DA's decision to file, focused on lapses in safety procedures on the film's highly criticized set because it was they're like kind of poking it apart. They're like, this film was not thoroughly regulated at anything, and it. And everything. But the one thing that the investigation was unable to determine, which is really key, and I feel like this is what like everybody's question is, like how a loaded gun with live ammo made it onto the set. What's the motive of that?
I don't know. It's weird. I mean, the armorer is kind of, last that I read, she was claiming that it was basically like planted, like someone set her up or some kind of conspiracy. I don't really know, but yeah, why is live ammunition being used on a set? Like, that is completely...
It's really... Yeah. And people, as always, are kind of questioning how they are going about handling this. I mean, Ilaria, or Hillary, as she's known in Boston, was on the street. Which, I mean, I do hate that she has to talk to the press, like, while she's holding one of her 800 kids, because it's kind of like, that's hard. But also, why are you then giving a press conference in your, like... Hooked on Phonics Spanish.
Well, I mean, did you watch the full video? Because she didn't have to talk to them, but she was like, okay, cool. She could have just walked away. And she just was like, okay, let me get everybody over here. They walk like a good distance away. She like wrangles all the paparazzi, you know, like a couple feet away or something to like talk to them when you could have just not
walked. She's like, first, gracias for my 1 million followers. Because that's what he was doing amid all this too, remember? Being like, help my wife get 1 million followers.
Bizarre.
And also, I'm like, I'm not a parent, but I'm like, was she supporting that child's neck in the video? I don't know. It confused me.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that either. But I was just kind of like, I was like, this is just weird that like she's doing this entire thing with like a baby there.
I don't know. Yeah, they really confound me as people.
I have to say, I do feel bad for they're like 700 kids because this is they have a hard it's one of the I don't think any of those I would consider nepo babies.
In the market for investment worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
And then another thing that we didn't really talk about, but there's not a whole lot to discuss yet, is that the Alex Murdaugh trial has started. They recently gave opening statements. And so, you know, who knows? More information, I think, is definitely going to come out about his son's murder, his wife's murder. And when we have good bits of information to report, we could probably hop back on here and do an update.
Yeah. I mean, the only outstanding feel is that I know so, I think like there's two miniseries in the work about that case too.
Of course. I think there already was one also on.
Oh, Lifetime, I think, right? Or no?
No, I want to say like HBO Max or like Hulu, I think did some kind of.
I know a Hulu one is coming.
Oh, so maybe it was HBO. I feel like I saw it and I didn't get the chance to watch it, but.
Yeah, but it's going to be inundated with things, but I know I'm very curious to see how this trial unfolds. But a trial that's also unfolding, Sarah.
Yes. Everyone's been DMing us about this, obviously.
It's also a hard one because I feel like now we'll be able to talk about it more because for a while there was like information, but not that much information. I don't know.
Yeah, so now there's a little bit more and we can just give a brief overview if you all haven't been keeping up every day, because I think every day I feel I see a new headline and you're just like
every single day
what's going on. So if you haven't been keeping up, this case is huge. It's everywhere in the news. Brian Walsh is accused of murdering his wife Anna, who went missing on New Year's Day. And I mean, there's like a lot of like just wild,
right, questionable things,
wild,
yeah,
things about this. But I think like the main gist is that she went missing on New Year's Day and he and her coworkers reported her missing like a couple days after she was last seen. And he was recorded at like a hardware, like a home improvement store, buying basically all the things that you would expect someone to buy if they were like going to kill their spouse.
His Volvo was seen like heavy trash bags, throwing them into dumpster too and everything. So like it was in Home Depot. He spent $450 on cleaning supplies with cash. He also bought a Tyvek bodysuit, mops, and baking soda. And then after that, a footage of a car matching his description was caught on surveillance footage lugging heavy trash bags into dumpsters.
Yeah. Another interesting, just really weird thing about that too is that while Anna was missing or when she disappeared, he was already on home confinement due to a federal conviction that involved this scheme to sell fake Andy Warhol paintings. So it's just,
when you told me that, I was like, no, this case can't have more layers to it.
Yeah, it just, I don't even know what's going on. So now the main thing that people are shocked at or disturbed by is his search history.
Mm-hmm.
So his internet searches, they're not only probably going to be used as evidence against him, but they also could work against any attempts by him or his attorneys to blame mental health issues. Because you'll basically see why. So prosecutors revealed that Brian used his son's iPad to Google
insane
how to stop a body from decomposing, how long before a body starts to smell, hacksaw best tool to dismember, and can you identify a body with broken teeth? I mean, basically just Googling like how to murder. If you
and
had
like step
any
by
doubts.
Step of what? Yeah, truly, there's not even a single, because you couldn't even be like, oh, I was just, you can't wonder all those things in succession, because like even the Google timestamp history shows like they were kind of like, okay, this seems like a night was progressing of him doing all this and everything.
Yeah, and police have yet to locate the body of Anna 39, a real estate manager who lived with Brian and their kids in Cohasset, Massachusetts, but she worked in Washington, D.C. So the defense might try to move the trial outside of Cohasset because it's kind of small, less than 10,000 people, because of how much the attention the case has received. I think it's also just received a ton of attention everywhere.
So that's the thing. I don't know where you could move this trial to.
Where people haven't heard of it. Yeah. I'm kind of with you.
It just has received such international attention.
Yeah. I'm apparently not the only one who thought that. Prosecutors said on Wednesday that during Walsh's previously reported trip to Home Depot to buy $450 of cleaning supplies with cash, he also bought, as Danny mentioned, a bodysuit, mops, baking soda. And so he was caught on the surveillance, lugging these heavy trash bags into dumpsters. I feel like it can't get more suspicious. This doesn't seem like one of those things where you're like, well, we don't know. I'm like, I think we know.
It's almost like, sir, you are just so cornered with the truth. Like, just be red-handed. Like, just own up to it, to put the family at peace and to, like, just let this rest. Because I don't know what his possibility of continuing this will do. Like, I don't know what he thinks he's going to get out of that.
Yeah, I don't either. And, like, for what it's worth, he said that Anna took a rideshare to the Boston airport, but there's no evidence she got on the plane. The company that he said she used to get to the airport said they never picked her up. So it's just kind of like...
The jig is up, I feel.
I mean, I feel that too. And I also saw a video of, like, him getting arrested, and he just had the most sickening grin on his face.
Yeah, that's... Even when they were reading through the search histories to his face, I was just kind of like, I can't even look at him.
Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully they find answers soon.
Yeah, I hope. I know. Yeah, so we'll keep an update on that, and also update on all the topics we unpacked this week. And as always, like, when we see that there's a lot of stories coming up that we can't really debrief, but we feel like you guys would be curious to learn more about or hear about, we will be dropping these bonus episodes when we feel like they're necessary, because sometimes there's, like, so much stuff that we're like, we just need to talk about this and, like, let you guys know in case you're not familiar with it, because we feel like you'd be interested. And also, just I feel like I've been looking up all these ones for so long, I just needed to talk about them.
Yeah, agree. I mean, this is a quick and easy way to keep you guys updated, but if you want to be updated more in real time, follow the Instagram account at Not Another True Crime. I tend to post updates closer to when they happen. So just keep on the stories. That didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
keep on the stories, you know, keep on the stories. That's our Instagram stories. Keep on the stories.
There we go. That's exactly what I meant to say.
There we go. Yes. And you can follow me on Instagram at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K.
Follow me at Sarah Lameem, and we'll be back on Monday with a regularly scheduled episode.
Not Another True Crime Podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico, Sean Kilby, and Rebecca Sosmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Levine. Be sure to follow at Not Another True Crime on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and send all of your emails to natc@betches.com.
Betches.